From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
All aboard!
Yeah! Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Oh!
Nutcases from the north, wackos from the west island. It's Travel World Radio Show with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, Yoav Saralbo.
Good
back
morning.
In studio. The boys are back in town.
All together, yes, after spending last week down in beautiful Tucson, Arizona, the annual getaway to Arizona. Already planning for next year because compared to Florida, you go to Florida and it's like so touristy, nothing differentiates it, but
That's Arizona.
With the mountains, the beautiful clear skies, the sunrise, sunset, the desert.
I saw those pictures, man. Those are beautiful. I mean, you guys were real lucky getting down there, but you got even something better coming up later on. You know, it always pays to listen to Travel World, and later on, Stephen is going to be announcing a special for Liberty Works Radio listeners, or Travel World listeners more specifically, about
America West Airlines.
Leave it as a teaser.
Yes, keep listening.
Let's go, guys. That's a good idea.
We'll tell you sometime during the next hour, so you have to keep your ear to that radio, keep listening to the internet, because
use scotch tape or crazy glue if you have to.
You don't want to move that dial.
Listen, Tucson, Arizona, you were lucky.
And I traveled there with Vic Phillips, and he's on the line with us now. Good morning, Vic.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning, Willem. Yeah, I'm just thinking about those 325 sunny days a year that they get in Arizona compared to about 20 sunny days that we get here in Canada and the northern U.S., New York, Chicago area. I mean, the sun always shines in Tucson, anywhere in Arizona. But it takes a while to get used to it. And that's another reason why we prefer Arizona to Florida.
Yeah.
Also, you know, people think it's kind of a barren state if they've never been there. But there are thousands of forms of plant life. In fact, that's what they're trying to do in the state is preserve their plant life because developers are moving in and killing it all off, putting in housing developments, golf courses. So there's a real move on by environmentalists to save the state. But I'm already planning next year's trip.
Well, one of the destinations, one of the attractions that we saw while in Tucson was the Arizona Sonoran Desert Museum. We talked about that last week. But there are other areas where you can visit to get a feel of the desert. One of those was Tohono O'Toole Park, which was in the northern part of Tucson, and native plants, wildlife thrive there. It's an educational park with workshops and so billed as a bit of desert serenity in the heart of the city, and you can just walk around to your heart's delight. Admission is free. They asked for a voluntary donation, and you can rest while enjoying the beautiful desert scenery at their cafe. You can have a nice breakfast, start your day off right, and just lean back and relax. Take it all in because you can. The docents who take you around the park will introduce you to the variety of cactus plants that make up the Arizona Sonoran Desert.
Now, the next day after we left the ranch, where I rode a horse for the first time, we did our show last Saturday, and then after the show, I got on a horse called Traveler. Named after Robert E. Lee's horse, Traveler. And
I thought you rode on a horse with no name.
No. The name of the horse was Traveler. It fits in well with the name of our show, Travel World.
That's right.
And now I love horses, but where do you find them in the north? I don't know, so I'm going to have to go back to Arizona for that.
Yeah.
But on Sunday, after our show, we took in the Pima Air and Space Museum. And Stephen, you and I had a ball at that one. Spent a couple of hours touring that museum.
Oh, excellent exhibits.
Yeah,
concentrating on military aircraft of
nice.
Of all eras and very knowledgeable staff as well that can take you on a guided walking tour.
They have a Titan missile?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
yes, and bombers, a big bomber display at the Pima Air and Space Museum.
Nice. They got a...
the highlight for me was Stephen getting on Air Force One, President John F. Kennedy's plane from the early 1960s.
The 707.
No, it wasn't the 707. It was the plane he had just before the 707.
The Super Connie.
Yeah.
And you know, and you can see the chair where Kennedy sat because he had a bad back, and then the separate rooms for Secret Service people, and the room where Jacqueline Kennedy spent her time while Air Force One was in the air. And what's interesting is that was over what 40 years ago.
40 years, yeah.
Now, Air Force One, they tell us, can stay up in the air for 3 months or more in case there's ever a national emergency. It can be refueled constantly, and there's enough supplies up there where they can stay for 3 months. So it just shows you the difference in technology, whereas before in the early 60s, the plane could only fly for, you know, just a couple of hours.
And it was a turboprop aircraft, yeah. But when you even look at it, and you look back for 40 years, still the technology and the amenities for late 50s, early 60s, are still a very impressive aircraft.
Yeah, one of the things that sort of stands out is when LBJ took over the presidency after Kennedy's assassination, and apparently he was quite a bug. He would bug the pilots. He liked to be the executive in charge of everything, even flying the plane. And he would go up to the cockpit and bother them. So they installed dials right in front of his presidential seat at the back of the plane, away from the cockpit, so that he could see how high they were flying, how fast they were going, what the pressure was, and how far to the next destination. So then he could just sit in his seat and stay awake because the pilots found him a real bug.
That's one of the interesting tidbits that you get when you take a tour at the Pima Air and Space Museum. You really learn a lot, and you get a taste for aviation technology.
I'm still salivating looking at that brochure.
must highlight. Right after that, we went to the Sabino Canyon, which is another desert oasis, and you take a tram ride. Right now, there's four stops open, but because they're doing some renovation work on the upper canyon reaches, but during the rest of the year, you can go nine stops. Many, many people.
Did you see Upper Canyon Village?
Yeah. And we'll be a lot of hikers. We saw them hiking at the top of the peaks. And when you see how high they are, I know, Vic, you do not plan to hike at the top of the Sabino Canyon mountain peaks. The tram ride was enough for us to get a good feel for the variety of the vegetation and the little streams that go through. At this time of year, it's the Mount Lemmon runoff from the upper mountain reaches. But
I'd recommend that for anyone, seniors, anyone. It's a 45-minute narrated ground tram trip, and it gives you a chance to take all these great pictures of the mountain and desert scenery as you're heading up, and it's totally safe. And if heights bother you, well, they won't bother you on this trip because even though you're moving at a steep elevation, you're always there aren't any areas where you can slip off the side and fall down the canyon. You and I've run into places like that, Stephen, in our travels to Arizona, but not at Sabino Canyon.
No, it's a nice, gentle ride up, climbs up through the canyon floor, and you get a nice overview of the canyon bottom, and it's yep. beautiful. And
now, did you notice, Stephen, when we were leaving there, we passed by the what do they call it? The graveyard of old airplanes.
You saw that?
The one for the military aircraft. Yeah, not the commercial aircraft,
nice.
The one for the military aircraft.
Oh, yeah, baby. those are planes.
Oh, yeah. And we wanted to stop. I said, I think Willem, this is the stuff that Willem likes.
Yes.
But there was so much traffic behind us. We were slowing down. I was driving, as I usually do. And people started honking. We had to keep moving. So we couldn't pull over and get you a picture, Willem, but next time.
Okay.
Always the next time. Arizona is becoming an annual tradition, so we'll do it next year.
Well, I might be going to Arizona sometime soon, given this little special that you got there.
Oh, yes. We're going to be telling everyone about the special when we come back after the quarter after break.
You have 30 seconds before you
get
to
Well, let's keep them listening.
We don't have to tell them just now.
We don't have to tell them. But America West Airlines, you can call them right now, 1-800-2-FLY-AWA. It's all on the Internet at www.americawest.com. If you can't wait to hear us tell you what it's about, check out AmericaWest.com right now. You'll find out the great deals going to Arizona.
Stay tuned to Travel World on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Across America via satellite.
thunder and the banshee.
The hell is a banshee?
Help. Travel World Radio Show.
Every night on 21st Century Radio,
make me not want to play these commercials.
The past, present,
same
future,
here.
And shows you the facts of the matters.
Some fossilized bone from some dinosaur, and I said, "Well, this was the proof of the great serpent of Raza Razamataz." You know, this is all speculation, friends.
Move your way of thinking into the 21st century.
These are serious problems.
21st Century Radio, Monday through Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern on this station and Liberty Works Radio.
Never in history has it been more important to know and understand the law, especially if you're in business. But while you may know all there is to know about widgets, you're no lawyer, which is why savvy businessmen and women are turning to ACS, American Contracting Services, and the reason? We understand the law. ACS writes and implements employee contracts with full knowledge of and compliance with the tax statutes and regulations in force in all 50 states. Payroll administration is one of the most costly and time-consuming hassles, because keeping up with annual changes can be a full-time job. Make this the day you unencumber your business and discover the many benefits of employee contracting. Call American Contracting Services at 801-741.
The sun beat down upon my face. Stars.
Diets based on catabolic foods result in staggering weight losses. According to the doctor that created the program, the diet works three times faster than starvation. One lady, written up in the Journal of Medicine, actually lost 256 pounds in a matter of months.
To order the catabolic diet for only $19.95, call 1-800-531-7792 to finally lose those unwanted pounds. Call 1-800-531-7792.
30...
There's something happening out there.
Can you feel it? Feel it? Feel it?
There's a move away from fabricated foods and pasteurization.
And toward the embracing of healthy food choices.
What exactly are you eating?
What constitutes a healthy snack?
Do artificial sweeteners affect my sleep patterns?
The answers await you on Barefoot Health with Dr. Steve Weston and Janet Miles. Sundays, 5 p.m. Eastern.
On this station and Liberty Works Radio.
It's your body. You need to know.
And now a special treat for Bonnie.
Oh, let the sun beat down upon my face. Stars to fill my dreams. I'm a traveler of both time and space. To be where I have been. Sit with elders of the gentle race.
Ah, yes. The soothing sounds of Led Zeppelin and Robert Plant. Of course, one of Bonnie's favorites. Welcome back to Travel World. It's William Back as Stephen Pickford.
Good morning.
UF Sarabo in studio today. And talking with Vic Phillips about Arizona and Tucson and this lovely trip they took. And I am totally, completely green with envy today. Or is it my T-shirt? I'm not sure.
Look at the mirror. No, or else you took the roller coaster. You by whale watching before. That'll make you green.
Well, green stomach, yes. No, I look at the places you went and this Air and Space Museum and the airplane graveyard, and I'm drooling. No, I don't know if that's my retardation or if it's just because, you know, no. Anyway.
There's cool places to go to.
You should see a dentist for your drooling problem with them.
No, actually, that's a question of way of boosting my IQ. And that'll help me from my drooling.
Well, if you can't wait any longer to get down to Arizona, or if you're down in Arizona or Nevada and you want to come up to Canada, if you reserve, today is Saturday, and if you reserve by tomorrow, Sunday, next, so you already have this weekend, by midnight tomorrow, Sunday, the 28th, you have to reserve now, because America West, Toronto, to Phoenix and a number of other destinations.
Oh, is this
$199. Round trip.
Nice.
This is from Toronto to Phoenix?
Toronto to Phoenix. You can also go to Las Vegas, Los Angeles, Tucson, San Diego, $199 US.
$199?
Nice. So if you're listening down there, KSDO San Diego, and you want to come up to Canada, it's $199 as well. So whichever direction you want to go, $199 in their Zone 1 and $219.
Is it Federino?
Reno? Yes, Reno.
KXTO.
1550 on your dial. Come up to Toronto. And 219 from Reno for our listeners on KXTO.
You said Vegas, too?
Yeah, Vegas is 199. 219, Seattle, Portland, San Francisco, Reno, Salt Lake City, Denver. 219 U.S.
And, of course, once you've gone to Phoenix, you can go to Tucson.
Oh, yes.
And if you go to Tucson...
You know, Stephen, I can just visualize all those people in Phoenix saying, wow, only 199 to Toronto. We want to get away from the 75-degree sunny weather.
We want
to
shiver.
They're lining up right now. They're rushing to the airport.
Well, I guess there goes our advertising dollars from the NTCVA, right?
The plane will be packed. Call quick.
Thanks for the logic.
But no, there is people going the other way as well, or business travelers. You stay Saturday night.
Yeah. I'm dying to go to Phoenix.
The fares are also valid out of Vancouver as well. Actually, out of Vancouver, it's 178 to 219, depending where you're going. 219 to the East Coast, so 219 from Vancouver to Baltimore, for example.
That means WCBM 600 listeners, 680 listeners, yes, can actually make it from Baltimore to Vancouver.
Yes.
Or to the West Coast if they want to visit. Actually, that'd be great for anybody at Liberty Works headquarters who wants to visit Reno.
Yeah.
KXDO. Because that's Westminster. Westminster's next to Baltimore. Baltimore to Reno.
Every place is connected. You can get there on America West, right, from coast to coast. And you go through uncongested hubs with America West. You go through their East Coast hub is Columbus, Ohio. Now, nobody else goes to Columbus, Ohio, so you're not going to be sitting there at number 17 in line.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Departs at 7:15 in the morning, and you're in the air at 8:30. Columbus, Ohio is an uncongested hub. You go to Phoenix, uncongested hub. 70-80% of the flights are America West flights. You're not going to be sitting on the tarmac for days just getting up in the
air.
You're
not kidding, about congested hubs. I mean, it has gotten to the point, for instance, in particular in Toronto's International Airport, Pearson, where sometimes the flight from Toronto to Montreal, you're faster driving.
Yeah. the flying time was 43 minutes.
That's it.
And
it's the time
the other
on the ground.
40 minutes was spent gate to
exactly.
Gate.
Exactly.
But, Vancouver perfect. To St. Louis, 199. So,
what number? So how do they get this special again?
Check it out on the internet. Go to AmericaWest.com or call, that's a special internet promotional rate, www.AmericaWest.com, and you click in TW for that, for the
Cobra TW
travel,
for the code?
Travel World.
Excellent.
And the 800 number.
Can't forget TW.
Fly AWA.
1-800.
We can do a commercial for it right now. We could say, if you want to go to Toronto, if you want cloudy skies, below zero temperature, slippery roads, a lot of ice and snow, and boring people, get to Toronto now.
And for the people listening in Toronto, if you want to get to a sunny, fun-filled, historical destination with lots of great golf and tennis, call to head to out to Tucson and enjoy yourself.
Or fly to Montreal.
And America West also has America West Vacations, which offers a number of reasonably priced packages with hotels and car rentals that you can take throughout Arizona. 1-800-356-6611. Remember, America West flies to 9 different cities in the state of Arizona, both with their own jet equipment and through Mesa Air, the America West Express Connector flights. One of the things we really enjoyed aboard America West was their attention to detail and their first class cabin.
We talked about
the menu last week going down, coming back. This is just for lunch. The lemon pepper cappellini with fresh Roma tomato and basil. Salad of spring greens with feta cheese.
Yeah.
Did you get tomatoes?
feta cheese and tomatoes. And they serve Coca-Cola on board.
That's a cream farley meal, yeah.
Chateaubriand, classically prepared. Duchess potato, tomato provençal, caramelized onions, warm French baguette, watermelon pie. Oh. I mean, this served on china, served with an attention to detail that is very much lacking in the first-class cabins today in domestic airline service. So here's an airline at America West that is still doing something right that you can be proud of to fly aboard them. And service in economy class, hey, that was just as good. Passengers were enjoying it. They were right on time. Couldn't complain about America West. It was a great flight.
What a difference. Now, we've had good flights with a lot of airlines, but I still like to talk about my first-class flight on Air Canada when we're coming back from Minneapolis. And I had one drink and asked for another one on the flight, and the stewardess said, "Don't you think you've had enough?"
That was just too much.
The effects of alcohol at high altitudes, it is worth pointing out, it's much more potent. So, and it's what you call it's responsible in-flight service, because they will keep tabs to see that you're happy and healthy in the air.
Well, now the other airline I had to experience on this trip was Royal Airlines, and they fly Montreal to Toronto and expanding their operations across Canada as an alternative carrier.
Sure.
And if you have business within Canada and you're traveling into Toronto out of Montreal, vice versa, and you have to connect those 2 points, if you're doing a lot of corporate travel, their bulk ticket purchase plan is probably the best way to go. You can buy a booklet of 10 tickets, costs works out to approximately $239 Canadian per ticket before tax, and
was it about $150 US
return.
Well, that's
and
amazing.
You can use them one way. Anybody in your company can use them, so you don't have to commit to 10 round trips yourself. You can split them up between your various people in your company.
Gee.
And they've run 8 flights a day now. 1-888-828-9797 for Royal Airlines, flying 737s, 757s, and the Airbus A310. They have the Royal Plus cabin, a new business class style cabin with more legroom and a nice little snack served on that 45-minute flight. Had the opportunity to meet their CEO on the way back, Michel LeBlanc, who was sitting there. That we knew the flight was going to be on time when the CEO was aboard.
well, like the time we came back from Charlotte.
Oh, yes. They made sure at Air Canada that Robert Milton put out the feelers and said, you've got to get them. We had the closest gate. Your bags came down. You were walking past that carousel, and then your bags miraculously appeared. You're on that car, so you don't have to walk to the furthest one. So when the CEO gets involved.
Never happened to me.
But Michel LeBlanc has been many years in Canadian aviation.
Sure.
I remember when Martin Lucas used to fly aboard Conifer Aviation to Anticosti to do the fishing show. And then we flew Intair. That was also his company.
I have a picture of me sitting on one of those Intair jets when it was still called Inter-Canadian. Yeah. Remember the F-100 in Quebec City?
The F-100s. Great little airlines that Michel LeBlanc has built up and allowed to prosper as competition in the Canadian skies.
He was allowed to prosper? Not like Prosper Bannon.
No, that's why he had more than one, right?
But yes, exactly.
Stephen, it must be a good airline. My ex-wife just married one of the pilots.
That's true. True fact.
Should we send condolences to the pilot or what?
No, I just had to stop paying alimony. It was great news. I love
Congratulations, Vic.
It's a of flowers.
So you hope that he's employed for many, many more years and that they have a great future at Royal Airlines.
I hope they fly well together.
Yes. Send him on a DC-10 out of Chicago, perhaps.
One of those incidents that we read up in the book that was interesting. Well, Rodney Stitch wants to come on in a couple of weeks.
Yes. Yes, the man about aviation safety. Absolutely.
Aviation safety and what has been done and what has not been done. So he'll be coming back for a repeat visit.
We got 30 seconds to wrap up Tucson. I mean, I was so green with envy, but of course I had to stay back in Montreal to take care of my father, who actually is now recovering from heart surgery.
Good to hear.
Now, Stephen, we didn't get a chance to talk about the Westward Look Resort yet.
Well, that's why Chef Jason Jonalunas is going to be with us after the break to talk about his garden and the great food of the Westward Look Resort. Stay listening. Mark Allen is next here on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
You're listening to Travel World with Willem and Steve.
Stay listening. Liberty Works Radio Network. Travel World Radio Show via satellite.
This is Liberty Works Network News.
I'm
Mark Allen.
Should I keep Vic on?
Evidence is building that something is wrong with Gulf War veterans. Reuters says that experts are saying there is something wrong, but they are loath to call it Gulf War illness and say even sick veterans seem to be getting better. In the long run, the answer is more research. That's what they told the Department of Veterans Affairs conference. Dr. John Fusner, the chief research and development officer at the VA, said in an interview, quote, "We think at this point in time there is no unique syndrome," end quote. He said $155 million was being spent on 192 different studies. By his own words, U.S. Senator Charles Schumer, the New York Democrat, has precluded himself from ever being able to serve as U.S. Attorney General, a leading firearm civil rights activist says. Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, quotes Alan Gottlieb,
what's the number
the
for Jason
Citizens
again? I'm not
chairman,
getting any
as saying,
what
quote, the country is fortunate that Chuck Schumer has defined the parameters of what it takes to be Attorney General. Gottlieb
800-722-2500.
Confirmation hearing for Attorney General designee John Ashcroft. Saying, quote, the position requires the utmost in balanced judgment, clarity of thought, sound use of discretion, and cautious decision-making. When you have been such a zealous...
If you don't get through, I have another number you
can
try.
Long, how do you just turn it off? This may be an impossible task, end quote. Gottlieb observed, for years, Chuck Schumer's been the country's leading congressional advocate for every restrictive gun law that came along. He's been zealous. He's impassioned to the extreme. Using his own criteria, how could Schumer ever make a fair and balanced decision on whether to fight unconstitutional infringements on the individual Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms? End quote. That's the news on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography. Portfolios and portraits. People, places, or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work.
Thank you very much, Lee Bunny. I have another very special treat for you.
That's DECAPUA. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
So is that Decapitator's Photography? We shoot you from the neck down?
Citizens who are living and working within the states of the Union that have not received foreign income or working in a foreign country earning over $70,000 exclusion allowed by law have never paid an income tax in their entire life. The Save a Patriot Fellowship is a full-service organization with members in all 50 states. Visit the fellowship website at www.saveapatriot.org. That's www.save-a-patriot.org. And call 410-857-4441. Or write SAP, P.O. Box 91, Westminster, Maryland, 21158 for more information.
Another one for Bonnie. I'm going to get cavities here. But Robert Plant is Robert Plant, huh? Welcome back to Travel World. Welcome back to Stephen Pickford, Yoav Saravo.
Hey.
Oh, Yoav's got stars in his eyes now.
Oh, I like the song.
Well,
where the stars shine, and that's Arizona.
Yes, in Arizona.
Beautiful night sky, the astronomy capital of America because of the beautiful skies.
And in the astronomy capital of America, you have a man from the gastronomy capital, right?
Yes, the Westward.
Never let a cheesy line escape.
No. So we're at the Westward Look Resort, and Chef Jason John Lonis is with us now.
And you sat on the eastern side, right? No. Okay.
We ate at the beautiful Gold Room at the Westward Look Resort.
Which was painted blue.
Because the consultant said, came down from Phoenix and told them to do it that way.
Exactly. There's only six thieves.
Everything is together. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
Well, couldn't say enough about the beautiful dining at the Gold Room at the Westward Look Resort. What a fantastic meal.
Well,
Well, thank you very much for enjoying it. My goodness.
It's one of the finest meals I've ever had in Arizona. Now, Jason, I understand that the Westward Look has been there since 1912. Have you worked there all that time?
No, I haven't worked there all that time. No, it was actually a homestead in 1912, shortly after the state of Arizona became a state in the Union. And it was very rough and tumble back then, but things have changed, and we now have running water and air conditioning.
And it's really
running water does running water doesn't mean you run out and get it, right?
No, it doesn't mean that.
It's just the opposite of that, and it really captures that warm southwestern hospitality you people in Tucson are famous for. The rooms do definitely have a western feel to it. The hotel does, the grounds, but the food itself is just fantastic.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying that the opportunity to dine with us, and appreciate the radio time.
Well, the Gold Room holds Mobile Travel Guide's 4-star award, the Wine Spectator Award of Excellence, the AAA 4-Diamond Award, and you're a real hands-on chef. It's not just the restaurant you're responsible for. Everybody who eats, whether they have a function, a wedding, a banquet, it comes out of the central kitchen.
Right. We have a $4.2 million food and beverage operation that I oversee all the food operations. So I've got a staff of about 42 people, including the stewarding staff, and we do two separate kitchens, three meals a day out of the Gold Room for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and two meals for lunch and dinner over in the Lookout Bar and Grill, and then I'm responsible for the banquet department, which does anywhere from, 70 breakfast and lunch and dinner to upwards of, 300, 400 per meal period. So it actually gets pretty crazy here.
Well, when strolling the grounds, I noticed this chef's garden. So I wandered in and took a look at all these herbs and different plants. What's that all about? You have your own garden there.
Well, we have our own garden. Right now we're actually harvesting some fresh arugula. The artichokes aren't quite ready yet, and the fava beans aren't quite ready yet. We have some Swiss chard that has been mowed by our local pack of javelina, which is similar to a wild boar, that hops our little fence. So we've had some difficulties with the winter crop, but we're in the process of upgrading that facility and being able to keep the wee beasties out and go to the next level with the garden itself.
So you've actually planted the seeds and you decide what you're going to grow, and then you actually go in there and pick it and you bring it into the kitchen and cook it up.
Right. It's a supplemental garden for specialty things. We have some wonderful little fennel and some different types of garlic and some fresh green onions and sugar snap peas that haven't quite made it to the top yet. But we plant and according to the season, we prepare the foods that are ready to harvest and incorporate those into our daily fish specials, or we try to plan menus around the winemaker dinner. For instance, we've had some beautiful Mexican limes out of one of our orchard trees. We have 14 different types of trees in the lower section, which are all new, kind of immature fruit trees at this point, but I've got persimmon, two types of apples, I've got fig, I've got plum, I've got prune, or not plum, prune, but nectarine, peach, lemon, grapefruit. I've got, just tons and tons of varieties of different types of produce that's growing right outside our door.
Okay.
And this was a thing that started years and years ago, but we've taken it to the next level and actually concentrated the effort in a garden facility. And the grounds department are the ones who plant the items, and my staff and I are the ones who harvest it when it's ready to go.
Your hotel, the resort, is famous for its wellness center, and there's something that I want to ask you. It has nothing to do with your food, but Stephen and I were told by many people you have to get a hot rocks massage at the wellness center.
Right.
And we didn't have time. Have you ever had one?
The hot stone massage? No, I haven't yet. I've had many people tell me that it's just a wonderful, relaxing, soothing massage that gives just great levels of relaxation to your body. It's very much like a sauna or a steam bath, supposedly. And, it's just one of the many treatments that we have in the Wellness Center that bring the natural beauty of the Southwest, whether it's the herbs or the dry or the mud massages, mud masks and things like that. And Lydia Corona's are director of the spa, and she has just a wonderful impact on people, and she's been doing a fantastic job.
Well, I noticed a lot of the women who are at the White Stallion Ranch visiting from different countries said after a week or two of riding horses, they were getting sore in various places of their body, and they were all heading to your West Palmetto Resort, and they wanted to take in that hot rocks massage, I guess where they womp your body with some hot rocks, and they say it's really soothing.
Yeah. It's one of those things that you need to experience, so come on out.
One of the other great soothing experiences is just walking the grounds. I mean, the Westward Look covers 80 acres, and it's a low-rise property, two stories, and you just walk through the grounds. There are nature trails. The garden that we just mentioned is open to walk through, and there are little displays, markers telling you what is planted. It's just one of those relaxing experiences. Enjoy the wellness center and take a walk through the grounds. You're going to come back rejuvenated.
They also have a number of swimming pools there, Stephen. You and I tried one of them.
There's three pools.
There are several swimming pools there. I spotted, two?
Yeah, there's three in total.
Yeah, and the Tennis Magazine lists the resort as one of the top 50 resorts every year since 1979.
Yeah.
And they offer professional instruction and match play. So if you're a tennis buff, that's another reason to head to the Westward Look.
Yeah, we have a wonderful tennis pro in Ken Vaughn, and he is very accommodating with matching up players in your skill level. We have a club membership that is very willing to participate with out-of-town guests that are looking for a competitive match, and they do some wonderful things with the tennis. They do different types of mixing tournaments with other clubs in the local Tucson area. And, you know, if you're a tennis buff, if you're just looking to unwind, you're looking to warm up or thaw out from your winter slumber, it's a great place to see some sunshine. It's a great place to unwind and really relax.
Now, and also, if you're not into playing tennis or if you're not into swimming, but you just like nature, you have all the plants there. You can walk the trails just on the grounds and just off the grounds and discover all these unusual plants and creatures from the Sonoran Desert.
That's absolutely correct. And we also have horseback riding, which we can walk the 85 grounds. There's actually a horse trail and a path that, make a long story short, a couple weeks back, I walked it myself with me and one of my sous chefs, and just were intrigued by the natural beauty. And we ended up having a history of a John Wayne used to drink Buckhorn beer back in the 40s and 50s, and he used to be a regular guest with them. And this can of beer was found just off one of recently. And it was quite unique and amazing. I'm thinking, wait a minute, did I find one of John Wayne's beer cans? But then I thought a little bit more about it, and I would never want to make a reputation statement based on whether or not John Wayne dropped a can of beer at the Westward Look Resort 25 or 30 years ago.
Well, you should pop it onto eBay and see what you get out of it.
Might get something out of it.
But we go to retire, jeez.
We can certainly recommend the Westward Look Resort. Check them out on the internet, www.westwardlook.com. The 800 number, 800-722-2500. Tucson naturally since 1912. 80-acre oasis, 236 rooms, AAA Four Diamond Award, Tennis Magazine Top 50 Tennis Resorts. Everything you might want in an Arizona vacation at the Westward Look Resort. And want to thank Chef Jason Janalamas for joining us this morning, and Vic Phillips, pleasure having you with us again, and traveling to Arizona. As always, it's an experience. Arizona is for me.
Yes.
Well, gentlemen, thank you very much, and hope all your listeners have a wonderful and warm weekend and enjoy the Super Bowl festivities.
You got it.
We will.
Yeah, you too.
Great
we
weekend.
Will.
Take
we'll
care.
Talk to you again soon.
And that brings us back to the break on Travel World. Stay tuned on the Liberty Works Radio Network across America via satellite. Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World.
Travel World Radio Show.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know.
Yeah.
Here's what people are talking about.
Eyewitness News could not get.
Hey, it's Robert Plant. You can't go wrong.
And I wonder how many people riding in the elevators hearing that song realize that it's Robert Plant.
True enough.
Is the security and safety.
Did you ever see the Al Pacino movie, Sea of Love?
You bet I haven't seen $300 some billion in subsidies to multi-billion-dollar corporations.
America to start looking at some
unfiltered.
The fact that we have accepted liberalism to become basic
uncensored.
You had a bunch of uninformed parents who are racially
Liberty Works Radio Network.
Where are they in the polls?
No talking heads allowed.
Don't be fooled by weapons of mass distraction.
Know the truth.
He's being lulled into a really false sense.
This child is. He's not an actual citizen. I don't even know.
You have to make them aware of what's going on
across the nation.
Liberty Works Radio Network.
Do we have that? I think it's coming. It's coming. There it comes. Okay.
Oh, baby, it's so bad. Oh, but I love it. Welcome back to Travel World. Welcome back to Stephen Pickford. Oh, I can listen to this all day.
Oh, you may in a few minutes.
Yeah.
Over and over and over again. Good morning, Stephen Pickford.
It's Robert Plant. You can't go back. Wrong.
Hey, Yoav Sarabla here, too.
Everyone here.
Oh, yeah, Yoav's here, too.
Yeah.
The oft-ignored Yoav.
Sitting right in front of him, too.
Well, if you didn't have that name tag on it.
Well, listen, if you weren't sitting in front of us, it would be a lot harder to ignore you.
And coming up at 2, top of the hour, and our next guest is Alexa Topolsky. Good morning, Alexa.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Having a good weekend. And
rambunctious.
We are rambunctious. We have to calm down a bit here. And you're back from Ottawa. You went to Ottawa at Christmas time, capital of Canada, and visited Montreal as well on that, our hometown. What do you have report for us this morning?
Well, as you probably know, Ottawa is the capital of Canada. And in Canada, they get a lot of snow. So if you love winter and you love snow, then Ottawa is for you.
Don't laugh, you. I have two girls in Tampa thought the capital of Canada was C.
Well, I've heard some crazy
not
stories.
Not bad, not bad.
Okay.
Listen, it's a great time to go because, as it turns out, the first three weekends of February are Winterlude, which is a winter festival which celebrates snow, everything you can do on snow or on the ice. And what we recommend in Ottawa is when you go, stay at the Fairmont Chateau Laurier, which is a beautiful hotel beside the Rideau Canal, which is the longest skating rink in the world. And it's a beautiful hotel. It's almost 100 years old. And it's kind of like, it's a place you'd imagine a British duke would live. It's like an English stately home, beautifully furnished. And when you look outside the windows from the hotel, you can actually see the skaters skating on the canal, and the trees beside the canal are lit up with thousands of little tiny multicolored Christmas lights. It's very beautiful. It really gets you in the mood. Right now, you can stay at the hotel. They have specials on. You can stay in a deluxe room, which is two upgrades from standard, for about $156 a night. Or for a little bit more, you can stay in their nicest rooms and get a VIP service. So it's a great deal.
What they call the entree gold level at Fairmont
That's
Canadian
correct.
Pacific
right.
Hotels. Yep. And the number for
That's
them,
right.
1-800-441-1414.
I keep thinking about the Duke. Is this where Bo and Luke Duke moved when they moved out of Hazard County? Oh, wrong kind of Duke.
Could be. Well, when we were there, the president of France had just left, and pretty much everyone who goes to Ottawa stays at the Chateau Laurier.
You sure it was the president?
A lot of celebrities there.
Well, you got to be sure it's the president of France, because everybody tells me when I'm supposed to lie on the beach, I stand on the beach telling everybody I'm the king of France.
Oh,
well, I'm lying.
Let me tell you a little bit about Winterlude, because Winterlude is a huge event. Every year, hundreds of thousands of people come to Ottawa to take part in it. And they have all kinds of great activities. They have an international ice carving competition. They have a huge snow playground. They have opportunities to try your hand at playing hockey or curling, which is a very Canadian sport. They have a snowshoe race. They have hot air ballooning, extreme trampoline shows, dog sledding, horse-drawn sleigh rides, and they even have a triathlon taking place there.
And, of course, you can always... grab a beaver tail. You can always grab a beaver tail when you're in.
You're not doing it. Skating on the canal. And they have a skate rental booth right there on the ice, and they also have booths where you can get hot chocolate and beaver tails, which are an Ottawa delicacy. It's kind of fried pastry with some sugar and cinnamon on it. They're delicious, and they're great to warm up after some skating.
And what activity would you like to do? If you had to choose one of those activities, what would be the choice you would recommend?
Beaver tail.
Well, I'm very intrigued by dog sledding. I think that's a great sport to observe, to see the dogs working. That's always fun. And also, I'm intrigued by the extreme trampoline shows. I think that would be a great thing to see outdoors.
Alexa, did you see the extreme trampoline? What exactly do they do? You jump off the Chateau into a trampoline in the middle of the
I don't know. I'm not sure what that is, extreme trampoline. It sounds kind of dangerous. I don't know. I want to do it. Maybe they're wearing lots of snow suits and parkas, so if you fall off, you don't hurt yourself as badly. I don't know.
Or better yet, they're wearing nothing at all.
That would be extreme.
It'd be a little cold for
that.
That
would be extremely cold, trampoline.
If you want to know about Winterlude, you can call 1-800-456-1867, or else you can visit their website at www.tapcan.ca/Winterlude.
Alexa, I got another question about the Rideau Canal there. In all seriousness, they do plow out actual trails where if you want to go for a strolling skate, you can actually skate all the way down, but it's not just one straight line. It goes and meanders down the canal.
It's a beautiful curling, winding canal, and they actually plow all of the ice off it. So the entire canal is just clear ice. It's beautiful, and you can skate under bridges. And at the end, it opens out into a lake, and you can skate around the lake. And yeah, it's a wonderful activity. You can go during the day, or you can go at night. And I should say, it's also, of course, a great family thing to do as well for the kids.
So you meet the Polar Bear Club.
Yeah.
Your kid joined the Polar Bear Club.
The thing with the canal is safety first, so you don't have to worry about falling through the ice. They take care of that.
And you also, we have a couple of minutes left, you also went to Montreal, and you took Amtrak to come up from New York,
Montreal.
Yeah, that's
right. I was going to say, if you have a little bit more time than a long weekend, a nice compliment to going to Ottawa is to spend some time in Montreal, which is a European sophisticated city, which is a nice contrast to the kind of outdoorsy stuff you can do at Winterlude. And Montreal is a beautiful city. It has world-class restaurants, great museums, fantastic shopping, and Americans get 40% more on every dollar, so you can really treat yourself without breaking the bank.
What a deal.
We got to get to Montreal, Steve.
Yeah,
I'm going there.
The bus leaves in a few minutes.
Listen, Delta Hotel. The Delta Hotel is where we like to stay in Montreal, it's right downtown. You can walk everywhere. Every room has a balcony with views of the city, and there you have a winter package for one night and a buffet breakfast right now that starts at $90 U.S. A great deal.
Can't beat that. And the number 1-800-268-1133 for Delta Hotels and Resorts.
And we gratefully
with a stick, Steve. Thanks.
And we
And a fun thing to do if you're in the New York area, you can go.
It's okay.
Are you guys still there?
Yeah, we're still
there.
Okay.
Go on.
Okay.
Lay in the theme.
It's just background music.
Fun and kind of unique way to go to Montreal is on Amtrak. They have a train called the Adirondacks, which is one of their most scenic routes. And the train leaves from Penn Station, and you go through Saratoga Springs and Poughkeepsie. Then you wind up and down through the Adirondack Mountains, through the lush Hudson Valley, and then you hug the shoreline of Lake Champlain for 50 miles. It's beautiful views all the way. And you're actually passing through the historic battlegrounds of the Revolutionary and French Wars.
And through Ticonderoga and then the War of 1812, Battle of Plattsburgh, all up.
That's correct. The time passes very pleasantly. You can enjoy the views. You can relax and read or talk to your companion. And they also have activities like bingo and trivia contests on board the train. Yeah. The launch car, they organize those as well.
Lots of fun on board the train. www.amtrak.com, 1-800-TEL-TRAK, TELTRAK, train 68 and 69 round trip up and down the Hudson River Valley, connecting Montreal with New York City and communities in between.
And we do gratefully accept American money at par.
Very reasonably priced. Well, Alexa Topolsky, thanks for joining us for a few minutes this morning Travel World as we come up to the top of the hour and call another week of travel to an end. The number again for America West Airlines, 1-800-2-FLY-AWA, www.americawest.com for that great $199 U.S. rate from Toronto to the West Coast, Arizona, and California. And
the code is TW.
Tell them you heard it on Travel World. And, of course, next week on Travel World, if you call now during the coming week at 888-999-1787, you can put your bets down as to how long Lilia Plays will stay at the Ice Hotel. That will be the... you can tune in, actually, this coming Wednesday at 7:20 a.m. on an AM America for a live report. But next Saturday, a full report on the Ice Hotel, amongst other things, right here on the Travel World Radio Show. I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm yours, Sir Albo.
Join us next week.
Stay listening.
Travel World is produced in Montreal by the Liberty by NASCAR Marketing Company on the Liberty Works Radio Network, and we love you, Bonnie.
Network.